Weeks after Dr. King was assassinated in 1968, the Minneapolis NAACP proposed to the park board that Nicollet Field at 42nd and Nicollet Avenue in South Minneapolis be renamed the Dr. Martin Luther King Park. The group was led by Mr. Sam Richardson, the executive director of the Minneapolis NAACP and a friend of Dr. King's. Virginia Richardson reflects on her husband's commitment to equality.
He went to Morehouse College with Dr. King and knew him there. He was a person who grew up in Texas but would never ride the back of the bus, so he walked everywhere. His passion was civil rights, and that's kind of what he devoted his life to outside of the work world.
Feelings were raw in the predominantly black neighborhood surrounding the park after the construction of 35W cut through their community, taking a slice of the park with it. The park board voted to change the name of the park to honor Dr. King. The keynote speaker at the park's 1971 dedication was Dr. Ralph Bunche, who was the first African American to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize and was serving as the Undersecretary General of the United Nations at the time of his visit to Minneapolis.
And Dan Johnson, who's a very famous sculptor, who left this sculpture in Martin Luther King Park, came to my house for dinner when he was in town. And he told me, even though the streets were kind of burning in the United States at that time, that he wanted this sculpture left in Minneapolis because he thought if any city survived in the United States, it would be Minneapolis.
Mr. Johnson's gift is a steel sculpture with four abstract wings that represent freedom and has sat in the park for 40 years without a name. The community learned of its existence at a public hearing to consider an off-leash dog area in the park. Mr. Charles Mays, who worked with the NAACP in 1968 to rename the park, feels the condition of the sculpture shows a lack of respect to Dr. King's legacy.
This monument out here, that should be enclosed in some kind of way whereby people will know with the name of the monument and that Ralph Bunche's nephew is the one who presented it to the park in honor of Martin Luther King, and also maybe a labyrinth around that monument so people can come and meditate and rest, because we feel, at least the people, the black people in this community feel, that this park is sacred ground.
Freedom Form Number 2 sits in the foreground of a mural depicting the olden days at Nicollet Field that covers the side of the park building. There's graffiti on its wings and weeds growing around its perimeter. City Council Member Elizabeth Glidden represents the neighborhood.
I'm a neighbor who lives less than one block from this park. I've lived here for 15 years in the same place. I had no idea that statue was a memorial to Dr. King. It's a statue that's been neglected, it's obscured, and frankly, there's no known connection to Dr. King by the public at large. This is an issue that needs to be addressed.
Park Board Commissioner Brad Bourne, who represents South Minneapolis, acknowledged that inequities exist at the parks.
I think we can do a better job. Where I represent, I have the crown jewel of the Minneapolis park system, Lake Calhoun, where we hands down spend more money than just about anywhere else in our system. And Lake Calhoun, as some of you may know and some of you may not, is named after a man that was adamantly pro-slavery. So there's a lot of symbolism behind that, I think.
The condition of the sculpture mirrors the condition of African Americans in the city of Minneapolis. In every major indicator of success, there's a wide disparity between whites and people of color. Commissioner Bourne recognizes the symbolism.
If you look at education rates, if you look at incarceration rates, home ownership, wealth, unemployment, there's a huge disparity, and it's one of the biggest disparities in the country. How we memorialize Dr. King isn't just through a statue.
The park board moved to address the lack of recognition to Dr. King at the park before considering an off-leash area for dogs. A task force was organized to gather ideas from the community. At the first of four scheduled meetings, I spoke with facilitator Mary Merrill Anderson, who has served as both a park superintendent and a parks commissioner.
We renamed the park in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, but we never really, I think, let the park be the place where all of his philosophy, his approach to life, all of the things that we honor in him are expressed in the way the environment in the park is, the architecture in the park is, and in the way that the program is delivered here.
The Park Board commissioners voted to allocate $32,000 to implement the recommendations made by the task force.
And I think that we've all become very complacent, and it shows in all kinds of ways in our society. And now is a good time, we think, to rejuvenate that spirit, to maybe allow this to be a catalyst in our city to deal with some really pressing issues that we think, following some of the tenets of Martin Luther King, will change. The issues around violence in our community, the issues around fairness in our community, the issues around how will we all come together and figure out a way to live together in peace, if not harmony.
I'm Susan Gray with KFAI Community Radio.
I have a dream today that my poor young children will one day grow up in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Ten 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.